All right, Josh and Israya, welcome back.
Yes.
Yet again.
Yeah.
What is the latest that's been going on in your lives?
A lot.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
Are you guys still together?
No, we're not.
No.
You're not?
Okay. Yeah, no. Not since around November.
And how were the kids?
They okay. They wind up getting taken away. Like CPS took them. So right now, like, I'm going through the process of, like, fighting to get them back. Recently, Azrael was, like, put into custody. So now, like, the courts is trying to, like, you know, go through me to try to get the kids back. So I'm, like, trying to stay out of trouble, you feel me? Make sure I could be there for them how they need me to be.
What happened that you guys lost your kids?
So me and Azrael, like, usually, you feel me, wind up arguing and stuff like that. Got into it. She had her friend come pick her up, but her friend dad drove them and stuff, and then he pushed me and stuff, so I wanted to beat him up, and then he got mad and called, like, CPS, told him, like, oh, I got a house full of guns.
The daughter called CPS and told him, like, hey, the kids don't have running water, this is and that, and that Josh beats the kids, and just a whole bunch of shit
in the house, all type of crazy shit, like, you feel me?
And that's all it took. And they seen that my case with my other kids. So it was just that easy for them to take them.
Just come in and take them, yeah.
And where are they now?
With the foster family.
Yeah.
And you told me something, there was a restraining order or something?
Yes, against me and the kids now.
So you can't see your kids?
No.
I see. Right now she's trying to, like, go and go fight it and stuff. But so after the fight, like, the dude, he jumped in his car and he, like, pulled off. But mind you, me and Azrael was, like, arguing and stuff. So she jumped in the car with the dude, you feel me, and like, charismaing on him. And then they didn't want her to, like, basically what happened is she was moving too fast. She didn't want the kids to be around two niggas fighting, you feel me? So when they jumped in the car and sped off, right when they pulled out the parking lot, the police pulled up
and
on them.
Charisma and her little brother were in the back seat with me and my kids, and they were hanging out the window,
like, trying to game bang up on me. And I was like, where caused, was that at? When your dad was getting his ass whooped, you feel me? But
which caused the police to pull us over. Yeah. And of course, the dad was twice over the legal limit.
Alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol. Yeah. And I was in the back seat with a newborn baby and my one-year-old son with no car seat. So
they let her go that day.
Yeah, they let me go that day. They took him to jail that night. And then, I don't know, I'm guessing somewhere in that mix, he tried to say that I was the one drinking and driving, because I'm assuming that's how I have a DUI now that I'm trying to fight for as well.
But you weren't drunk.
But I was not drunk and I was not driving. I was in the back seat with my kids. Mm. And, you know, I take responsibility for that as being their mother and knowing better. But I'm not going to take responsibility for something I didn't do.
Right.
It makes sense.
Where are you guys living now?
I'm currently living in my car still.
I live with my girlfriend, you know, so, yeah. Because I can't. So, like, you know, like, the property, like, back in New Mexico and stuff, it's, like, too much for me, like, financially right now to just be able to, because I'm doing, like, drug classes for the kids, you know, like, domestic violence classes, you know, parenting classes, all type of crazy stuff. So it's, like, too much for me to, like, be able to just drop and spend, like, $300-$400 on gas just to come out here, like, at any given time of the week. So I'm staying out in California right now with my girlfriend.
It's got to be really emotionally tough for you.
It is.
To be without your kids. This is the second time around you've lost two kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you're living in a car. How are you guys making money? Or are you making money?
Now, me, I'm trying to stay out the way, like, not do, like, you know, crazy stuff and stuff. So I just got a regular job, like a little 9-to-5-er. And then right now I'm doing, like, this little class, whatever, I'm trying to get into photography.
And then I did have a job before I went to jail. I was working InstaWork, but if you miss over a certain amount of days, they suspend you or you can't work. So I'm suspended and not able to work.
Oof.
Yeah.
A lot of people enter a new year thinking they'll handle things differently, that they'll push through, stay busy, or figure it out on their own. But after doing this work for years, one thing's clear to me. People carry more than they realize. Not just experiences, but patterns and emotional weight that doesn't disappear with time. For me, that usually shows up as mental overload. Holding responsibility longer than I should, convincing myself I can power through instead of slowing down, and dealing with what's underneath. The new year doesn't magically change that. What helps is learning how to unload what you don't need to keep carrying. That's what feeling lighter actually means. This video is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easier to start therapy. You begin with a short questionnaire about what you're dealing with and what you're looking for, and they match you with a licensed therapist. If the fit isn't right, you can switch anytime. Therapy isn't about having all the answers. It's about having support, a place to unpack what you're carrying so it doesn't keep running your life. If you want to start 2026 with more clarity and less weight, go to betterhelp.com/softwhiteunderbelly or click the link in the description for 10% off your first month and let BetterHelp support you in feeling lighter this year. Thank you for watching.
Are there any lessons you guys are learning in all of this?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
How old are you guys now?
I'm getting old, Mark. I'm 24 now. Man, crazy to think about.
27.
24 and 27.
Yeah.
You guys are half brother and sister.
Yeah.
Share the same dad.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you guys learning?
Me, personally, I feel like I need to learn to, like, control my anger, which is good. Like, I've been learning, like, breathing exercises and stuff like that. Again, though, my like, situation would made me get into the fight or whatever. Well, self-defense, you know, because the dude tried to get me to go to jail. But, like, they seen the cameras that he pushed me, and I hit my head. Like, you feel me? And, like, I bounced up and, you know, boom, boom, real quick. But I don't know that, like, and then I don't know. I just feel like I can't put all my eggs in one basket. Like, you know, like, I feel like a lot, like, this whole situation, you feel me, could have been, like, completely bypassed. Like, you know, if, like, me and her wasn't arguing and I didn't let my, like, you know, I didn't let that push me over the edge. You feel me? I should have just, like, never been linked up with her to drop off the kids, none of that. Like, you know, I should have just left that shit alone.
Well, you should never have been having kids with your sister.
I mean, yeah, that too. That
There's
too.
That.
I mean, but even if it wasn't with her, like, if it was somebody else, you know, like, in general, you
Same thing would have happened?
Yeah, like, if I'm arguing with somebody, you feel me? In general, that's come back on me. I got to take full responsibility for what I do, you know? And I'm trying to learn that, you know, as I'm growing and getting older. We're still living, still learning.
Yeah. Azriah, what kind of stuff are you learning?
A lot.
I mean, you stopped using crystal meth.
Yes.
And that's remarkable.
5 years clean up.
That's great. But I guess there's more to it than just the drugs.
Yeah. It's just like everything's hitting me one after another, and it's like I have nobody besides myself. So I kind of have to learn how to do everything back on myself.
Sorry.
It's good for you to understand, though, that your parents didn't really prepare you for life very well. They didn't set good examples. They didn't show you much. Your mom is still a sex worker.
Yeah, probably.
And probably a drug addict, and, yeah. And your dad's in prison?
I'm not sure where my dad is.
Yeah.
And,
but, you know, you didn't have the parental guidance to really set you up for a life where you're going to thrive and do well.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you still can't figure things out on your own and do the right thing.
Right.
And you're still young. You can still do that.
I think my biggest lesson is it's just time for me to grow up and start prioritizing and realizing what really matters to me and what I can honestly just let go of.
Yeah. What's it like living in your car?
Very tough.
In winter in California?
Cold. It sucks. I wish I had a bed to lay on.
I will help her, but that's gonna compromise my situation, you feel me? My girlfriend, you feel me, she know, like, how far me and Azriah go back and stuff like that, so she don't even feel comfortable with, like, Azriah, like, being able to come, like, stay with us or nothing like that, because she gonna think, like, we fucking on the lower or something like that, you feel
And
me?
I wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah.
We're just not compatible. It's hard for us to even be in the same room together at times.
That's why I was surprised when she asked me, did, like, I want to do this video and stuff like that, because we haven't really spoke, like, not trying to be like that, but, like, ever since the kids got taken, like, I'm not cool, like, with her like that, you know? Like, I'm really not, like, you know? It's, yeah. I feel like we both had a part to play, like, then the kids getting taken. Like, I'm not cool with that, like, at all. I'll still be with my son, you feel me, right now. probably up in New Mexico, you feel me?
Is there a chance that Azriah might get the kids back?
No. There's a slight
chance. Very slight, very slight. That's why they're trying to move forward, get the kids to me.
But I am in all my classes. I'm doing everything. And I am still going to fight for them. Whether they say yes or no, I'm not going to give up on them. Because I feel like that's where I messed up last time.
And where are your first two sons, right?
Closed adoption.
Closed adoption meaning you can't?
Until they're 18.
So you can't see them or nothing.
Do you know where who has them?
No. Nope.
You don't even know who has them?
Yeah, no.
Whew, this is hard. Yeah. It's hard to listen to. To be living through it must be brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What options do you think you have, Azriah, to move forward?
Just get my life together in any way I can.
What do you think the first step would be? Getting a job?
Yeah.
Some kind of way to make money?
Yeah.
It's great that you haven't relapsed on the drugs.
Yeah, it's been tempting.
I'll bet. What a crazy story you guys have.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
You could write a book on this whole story.
Right?
There's probably a movie that should be made about.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I want to make a reality TV show. I think that would be freaking crazy, you feel me?
Well, I told you guys a while back that you should have done that when you guys were together. That is if networks are looking for a reality TV series, that was it.
Yeah, something like that.
You guys had it.
They do the little cut scenes, you know, like when it be like the personal interviews or whatever. And that bitch ass nigga got me fucked up because... Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are getting along.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to work through stuff and stuff, you know.
There was that one video that we shot of Sharp, who a lot of my regular viewers know. He wanted to do a talk with Azriah.
Yeah.
And we set it up and, you know, it was all scheduled. And then last minute, Azriah said, I want to bring, she was probably intimidated by Sharp, which a lot of people in their right minds would have been, because he's a very strong personality. So she asked if she could bring you.
Yeah.
And I asked Sharp, and he goes, yeah, that's fine. So you guys all got together here. And
it was a mess.
It was such a crazy, chaotic mess.
It was a mess.
That I couldn't even post that thing.
Yeah, it was a mess.
I didn't want that craziness on my channel. But it was like Jerry Springer times five.
Right, boom, and I do the side-by-side comparison with your text messages, and you're directly contradicting the shit that you say up on the videos, bro, with your text messages.
Where are you coming to play on this, though? Like, why are, like, and this is a real question, Church.
Let me hear this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why, and it's simple, I'm going to throw it out there for the surface level. We know of her, right?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Where do you exist in this entire equation?
That he's my
because
baby
that there is
who gives a fuck? There's a thousand.
No, hold on.
He's the one that stayed and gave me purpose. That's where he comes in. He stayed and gave me purpose. He stayed, he got me out of drugs.
Oh, yes, we are.
Right. But he also stayed. He also made me get off of drugs. He also put my life in
danger. No, listen. As a family member.
No, listen.
How? What family did I have besides him?
Five.
Yeah, but he's definitely calmed down a lot since then.
Yeah, I'm way chill now. You
I think
feel
he's
me?
Starting to grow a little bit more.
Mature a little bit?
Yeah, I ain't trying to, you feel me? I'm worried about my kids, you feel me? I ain't got time for the games or none of that, you know? Just trying to stay out the way, you feel me? Stay focused. That's it, that's all.
Yeah. What are your biggest regrets?
Mine, in general, coming to California. I should have stayed my black ass at home.
Which is where?
New Mexico. I should have stayed home up on my property, you feel me? Boom, just doing my whole thing, because now I can't even go back home right now because I'm fighting. It's going to be like 6 months to a year battle or possibly longer, you feel me? Just to try to get my kids back. And
what happened to those properties that you guys said you had?
Which one? So the one up in Arkansas?
Arkansas and New Mexico
property. We still got both of those ones.
And did you guys lose the kids? You didn't lose the kids because you guys were
homeless
or nothing like that.
It's just because of
the fight
and no car seat.
And they came, and since you had prior cases, just snatched my kids. Didn't even give me no option or nothing. Wow. Fucking wow.
Yeah, CPS doesn't mess around.
Yeah. I know the last time we was up in court, the whole, like, our little videos whatever popped up and stuff, but there's, like, not too much they could do, you know, so. And it's cooling, feel me?
Israel, what are your biggest regrets in your life?
Probably just not knowing when to close the door and walk away. Certain things are just not meant, and I should have put myself and my kids and our happiness before anything else. I failed them as a mother.
You failed them? Yeah. You also picked some
questionable characters to be
questionable
around. Yeah.
Partners.
Yeah.
I got a call just like a couple nights ago from Fly. He called me from prison and he wants to do a video. And I'm like, the prison's not going to let me just come in and do a video with you.
Right.
And he's stuck in there for years more.
Yeah.
So I said, maybe when you get out, let me know. But
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'd be like that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are healthy. I'm sorry you're going through all this crap.
It's all right. You got to go through these dark days to appreciate the light ones, you know?
Well, that's how you learn, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the lesson here is there's benefits in doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Making an honest buck.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were hustling.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
A lot of lying, a lot of hustling.
Yeah.
That's true. I could have been when I'm wrong. That's true.
Yeah.
Ain't true.
All right. Josh and Israel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for wearing a sweater that matched my background. Oh. And until next time.
All righty.
All right. Thanks.
A river running wild, I'm as peaceful as a shadow and carefree as a child. The sunlight singing to me, a soft and gentle song, singing soak it all in, darling, for you're right where you belong. Oh, you've been down in that valley, but came back before too long. Right where you belong. You've been to hell and back again. Nobody knows your story, at least not the full one, cause you've learned you can't trust just anyone. Life has dealt some heavy blows, some have made you strong, but you shouldn't have to work so hard to find where you belong. Find where you belong. Valley, you've been down far too long. Let's find where you belong. steeple may be a state of mind. It may be the furthest thing from what you think you'll find. But listen to that voice inside, it won't guide you wrong. Trust in time, my friend, you'll wind up right where you belong. Right where you belong. Right where you belong. There will still be valleys, but you won't stay too long. For there's a place your heart can heal. There's a place where you can feel you're right where you are.